You know, it's funny. I was when I started up this yesterday, I went and posted something on Instagram about me doing the Dog Days of Podcasting, and it dawned on me that I think the last time I felt this scared, this challenged, was when I started doing this back in 2005. I didn't know a thing about podcasting. I was very reliant on Michael R. Meningay and Evo Terra to help answer any questions that I had about this odd thing called podcasting. And I wound up podcasting Moravi with their help, and then went on to write a book, Podcasting for Dummies, with Evo. And right now, that's fresh in the brain because Chuck and I are finishing up the third edition of Podcasting for Dummies. It's practically a brand new book. But I figured that would be a good way to keep this ball rolling. Talk about challenges, about the joy of challenges, the fear of challenges, because that's what writers should be doing, even in series that they feel very comfortable in. Right now, I'm working on the sixth installment and the final installment. And when I say final, yes, there are big quotes around that. Final installment of the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences steampunk spy adventure series. Yeah, that's been a challenge in itself, even though I will admit, I'm very comfortable writing with Agents Books and Braun. I've been very comfortable with them. For my hardcore Moravi fans out there, to give you perspective, I actually feel more comfortable writing for Wellington and Eliza than I ever did for Rafe and Ascana. Don't get me wrong, I have a soft spot in my heart for Rafe and Ascana, but Wellington and Eliza, no, they're very near and dear to me. And the challenge in writing something completely familiar to you is that it doesn't become old hat. It doesn't become second nature. It doesn't become habitual. I think that's a better word, habitual. Every time Pip and I attacked Wellington and Eliza in one of our books, I never wanted it to get stale. And that is a challenge. It's a challenge that you face with every new story. Readers want something different, but they want the same thing. And that makes no sense whatsoever. but you know what I mean. It's like going to see a Star Wars movie, the latest Star Wars movie. We wanted that same feeling of the original Star Wars, but we wanted something entirely different. We got The Empire Strikes Back, and then we got Return of the Jedi, and then came the prequels, and then came The Force Awakens. And as much as I loved The Force Awakens, and I loved the characters, it still felt very familiar to a point of where it was almost phoned in. And I felt like I was worried. I was like, maybe we have done everything we can do in this universe. You know, with the expanded universe and all that, yes, there's more stories to tell. And Chuck Wendig is doing that, and Delilah S. Dawson is doing that. But as far as the movies go, are we done? Because let's just call it like it is. The Force Awakens, while an absolute joy to watch, did feel a lot like a recycled Star Wars, as in the very first one. Not episode one, but the very first one. But then we get Rogue One, and we know how Rogue One is going to end. We know where we're going with Rogue One, and yet Rogue One felt absolutely fresh. But it was the same universe. That's the challenge of writers when it comes to working in properties that they know well, that they know intimately. We always hear about writers talking about the challenges of starting something new. And the appeal of starting something new is that you don't know what's coming next. You feel it's exciting, it's fresh, it's live. And that same feeling, I believe, should be in every work that you do. I look at every Ministry of Peculiar Occurrence book, and each adventure really does stand, even though there is a overarching storyline happening in the background that slowly comes to the front by the time we get to book four. Each book has its own adventure, has its own beginning, middle, and end. And it's something new for Wellington and Eliza. And that's something I'm very proud of now that we're currently working in Operation Endgame. This is the last ride for Wellington and Eliza, for now. If you want me to go ahead and just throw in that disclaimer, for now. But it's been a great ride. And we figured six books, that's good. That's a good place to stop. And I wish authors would talk more about the challenge of when you're in a world that you've got down. What's the challenge there versus starting something new? And don't get me wrong, I mean, I've got two works in progress that are they're still untried territory for me. And yet the same excitement that I feel when I step into those worlds and start pushing the story forward to the end, I feel the same exact excitement when I sit behind the latest manuscript we have for Books in Brawn. I have never had a problem getting back to it, and it's a joy because now I know this world, but then I have to find something new in it. I have to find that little something that's going to make people go, oh wait, I didn't see this coming, or ooh, this exists. And that's kind of the feeling I have now with the challenge put forth with the Dog Days of Podcasting. I've been podcasting for over a decade, and I have never done anything like this. 31 podcasts I should have at the end of this. 31. And I know that some are going to be gems of wisdom that writers can take anywhere. And then some are just going to be absolute ramblings in the morning before my first cup of coffee. But that's the process of discovery. That's why we do this. I really believe that human beings are wired for discovery. We're wired to push forward, and we get a thrill when we challenge ourselves. And especially we get a thrill when we challenge ourselves in something that we are comfortable and we are familiar with. In this case, writing or podcasting. So As a writer and as a podcaster, I say challenge yourself. You're familiar in this world. You're familiar with what you've created. Well, go exploring. Go exploring. Find out what else is out there. Find out. Ask yourself a question about your world, and see where that takes you. A question you've never considered about your world. And I guarantee you, there are things that you don't know about your own creation. And when you ask that question that gets you going, it's a fun ride. So, welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting.